The embattled chief executive spoke to hundreds of employees in an assembly hall at the county government building in Decatur.
First foremost, I have done nothing wrong. I want you to hear that directly from me.
He urged employees to stay focused and not get distracted. Ellis vowed to do the same.
I am fully committed to this job. I am fully committed to you, and I'm fully committed to the citizens of DeKalb County.
Ellis has been indicted on 15 counts, including felony charges of extorting county contractors for campaign contributions. Some county employees remain critical of Ellis and want him to step down. Others, like IT employee Alvin Harper, are glad Ellis addressed employees face-to-face.
It's good to always hear from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I'm behind him 100%. Matter of fact, I'm behind him 200%. And I hope he doesn't let this affect his job performance, and I hope he doesn't let this affect his family.
Later, Ellis's lead attorney, Craig Gillen, addressed the media. He didn't take questions, but he elaborated on some of the specific charges.
There is nothing wrong with a public elected official seeking and accepting campaign contributions from individuals who do business with the county. Nothing wrong.
Gillen said he can prove no pay-to-play occurred.
You're going to see in this case vendors who were called for campaign contributions and didn't give and got county business.
Alternatively, he said some county vendors did donate but still failed to win county contracts. The point, Gillen said, is there was no direct relationship between campaign contributions and winning county contracts. In any event, the governor is currently forming a three-member advisory panel headed by Attorney General Sam Olens to consider removing Ellis from office. A recommendation is expected within the next month. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.